Okay, so I'm actually shocked that the microphone's working on the first try now, but I have my delicious soup. I'm waiting for it to cool. You can see the steam from there. I just finished making it. I wanted to make this video about cougars because, like I said before in a video a while or two back, I was talking about Jan from The Office. Like, and whenever I sit down and figure out that OBS program or whatever that shit was, I'm going to figure it out so I can run through. I'm burning up my fucking map. So I could run through Jan. Jan from The Office is like Jan. I guarantee you, Jan was that character that all the writers got together and thought about, you know, that middle-aged woman who's successful, but every other part of her life is a wreck type of thing. But and she's also good looking. Like, I guarantee they sat around and they came up with all the shit that those types of women are and what they do. Now, when it comes to cougars, right, cougars are in that boat of the most miserable women on the planet because they still look good, they can still get dick, but they know that any man who's going to be halfway intelligent and will have learned anything in life is going to pass on her, okay? Because most men, and women know this, most men, by the time most men start hitting 30 and 35, most men will have grown, they will have lived with a woman, they maybe were married to one or two women. Most men will have learned women's nature by 30, 35, and then they'll start avoiding women except for sex. Because there was a study done a while back. Let me see if my soup is tasting good. Yeah, that's good. There was a study a while back about speed dating. Right. It wasn't long. I want to say it was maybe 5 weeks, maybe 10 years ago at max. There was a study done on speed dating, on the applicants of speed dating. And when women were in their, like, you know, late teens, it was like late teens. I think it was like late teens to 30. It would be like 45 men would sign up and show up for it, and like three women would be there type of thing. It was like really lopsided. Like the average, it was really lopsided in favor of the women. They had all these men to pick from. Because the men, like they haven't, these younger men, they haven't learned women's nature. And then the whole thing flipped, like when it was like 40 and up, like it was the complete opposite. Actually, they couldn't even, I think they had three guys at one of them, three guys signed up. And then all of them, just none of them showed up. So they had to end up offering male tickets for like half off and shit. And men would not show up after 40. Because when men get older, as we age with women, we live with one and deal with one. Most men will start to learn that, yeah, a lot of that shit that I was like looking forward to being with a woman is bullshit. A lot of men, like they finally learn it, you know, somewhere through that time period, right? But see now the cougars, like the Jan. See, I gotta figure that shit out because I wanna walk through Jan on The Office, man. Because see now what the cougar is. She knows that older men don't want her for any longer than, you know, busting nuts on her tits and her face and then literally kicking her out 5 seconds later, right? So what she's going to do next is she's either going to just withhold herself from the world or she's going to start dating younger men. Because at least with the younger men just want sex. But see, the reality of it is the younger man doesn't know women yet, right? So the younger man originally doesn't want sex. And the woman knows what's going to happen next. After he fucks her enough times, he's going to start falling in love with her. Because it's just that male programming of protect what you fuck. And younger guys don't realize it. They don't know that's going to happen. And women like, see, those cougars like guys like that because now they have a sense of manipulation again. Like, and they can watch the guy, you know, become more easily manipulated over time. Now he's like protecting her and picking up her shit after she drops it and, you know, holding the door for her. See, now she's getting all that back again. And she can at least get some type of relatively genuine feeling out of it from the unsuspecting younger guy. And the younger guy, he's initially just walking in there wanting pussy. And I swear to you, every time I had a friend of mine who fucked with a cougar or something like that before he was, you know, mature, happens the same way. I say cougars are almost the equivalents of prostitutes. They know how to fuck you, right? They know what you want to hear. They've had tons more experience. So when it comes time to employ it for their own gain, for their own personal gain, more times than not, man, this is what happens. Guys end up falling for the hooker or the cougar every time. Every time. I can't tell you how many stories I had of guys who will normally see a hooker and end up falling in love with her. Or a cougar and fall in love with it. Because, like I said, because they both got this spirit. They know what you want to see and what you want to hear. And then and the thing is, the hooker and the cougar, what they'll do is they'll just keep giving it to you because it's still feeding their void, which is the hooker is usually money and the cougar is usually genuine attention from men again. Because see, the cougar knows that the old, if the guy is in her same age bracket and is worth anything, he's not going to want to deal with her too long. So she's in this really depressive state. To the point where she'll just go back and start fucking with 22-year-old college dudes and, you know, all that shit. Because she wants that. She wants that. She wants to be wanted. And the only thing that's going to want her is a guy who doesn't know yet. That's the only thing that's going to want her. So she has to now go back to them. And I'm telling you, like I said in videos a long time ago, women over 30 and 35, women over 35 usually know how to fuck you right. Like they're going to be the best fucks because they know what you want to hear. They know when to just shut down and just let the man do what he wants because it's what he wants. Like they know how to do this more easily. Those women are going to be the better fucks. So it's up to you to realize this shit, to know that, like, yeah, this she's doing this for a reason. All right. And after you bust a nut all in her on her, you have to dive back into your deeper in that red pill programming and shut off that protector instinct that you're going to develop after it. Because see, women know, women will write a magazine and put it on a Walmart shelf for other younger girls to go up and read on how men do that. How if you fuck a man right and you feed him right, you'll trigger his protector, his protector instinct. That's just what like men naturally want to protect what they fuck naturally. I'm right that this video is short. I ate this soup, but anyway, but yeah, the Cougars, man, like Jay from the office. I really want to make a video. I'm gonna figure that shit out today if I can do it, and walk you through Jan because she was a Cougar slash post-wall, but not because of her looks, but because of just she just simply aged out mentally. That's what, because she still looks good, but she's a post-wall thought, and she tries to get with Michael Scott because he's the only, okay, the Michael Scotts are the only other things that they'll fuck with in their age brackets that can fuck with them, because Michael Scott was not a horrible looking dude, and he had a good job. She actually had a job. She was actually his boss, but she got fired because she was being, you know, just a dumb, idiotic older woman who tried to have the same characteristics at work like she was 20, and she's now 42. So they fired her. So she had no money. So she ended up having to move in with Michael Scott. It was just, man, I'm ready to go because I think this soup is good. But yeah, I'm going to figure that shit out and walk through Jan from the office in the next video.